In Japan, gaiatsu, or external pressure, often provokes deep changes. It took the arrival of America's black ships in 1853 to end more than 200 years of Japanese isolation. A collision between Japanese and Chinese vessels near disputed islands in 2010 prompted a revamp of the armed forces. The pandemic, argues Miyake Kunihiko of the Kanon Institute for Global Studies, a think tank in Tokyo, is gaiatsu for corporate Japan. Some firms are responding. COVID-19 is a headwind for revenues, but a tailwind in terms of culture, says Hagiwara Shinichi, boss of Mitsui Foods, a big wholesaler. He has instructed staff to hold regular Zoom meetings. Many firms are shifting to digital contracts. Virtual drinking parties or Zoom-nomi are all the rage. As Honda Masakazu, a columnist, recently put it on Toyo Keizai, a business news site, you don't have to worry about catching the last train. So far, the changes have been halting and uneven. Large Japanese companies are shifting to flexible work regimes more rapidly. They were more likely to have computer systems in place as well as cash on hand to make up for lost revenues and pay for investment in hardware and software. Small and medium-sized firms don't have that luxury, admits Mr. Hagiwara. And the evolution may not endure. Once restrictions are relaxed, managers may demand to see their subordinates back at their desks, perhaps, though, without their hanko. On April 27th, the Prime Minister, Abe Shinzo, called for a rapid review of the practice. Even his Minister of Technology Policy, who also heads a parliamentary group for the protection of hanko culture, conceded that the seals present an obstacle to teleworking.